She even makes sweeping look graceful.
She was a good dancer, wasn't she?
Not just a good dancer, the best of her generation. And then there was a fire on stage.
Oh, what's this for?
For everything. We don't have time for this. We're talking about your future now. You have only one opponent, Camille. I have seen her. I know her. Her technique is perfect and she's stronger than she looks. She's precise, she's sharp, and losing is not a word in her vocabulary. Up, down, up, down, up, down, again, up, down. I'm tired. Tired is for losers. Again, I am going to get that part. If you try to take her down on her turf, you will fail. Your diet suffers from eating very little food. Your muscles are like marshmallows. In short, on paper, you're going to get humiliated.
Great pep talk. So how do I get that part?
You get the part because you have something she can only dream of. Passion. Build on this. Feel your anger and your pain and your sorrow and your joy and put it all into your dance. Leave the music. Feel it. Every note, every sound, every harmony needs to have your body vibrating from the end of your hair to the tips of your toes. And then, and only then, you will take her down.
All right, the person leaving us today is... This is the end of the road, Mrs. Nora. Miss Nora. What road?
I'm finished.
Like you, better.
Camille and Felicity, tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. We will know which one of you will have the honor of dancing Claro in the Nutcracker with Rosita. I can only advise you to give everything, ladies. You've made lots of progress, dirty little rat. But tomorrow, I am going to be the chosen one.
We'll see.
You can work as hard as you like. You can train 24 hours a day. But you will always be nothing. I am somebody. Who exactly? Answer me. Who are you? You're nothing. Nothing.
She's wrong, you know. You're not alone.
What?
You have me. And I know exactly what we are going to do.